Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, December the 20th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, you know, this year has been great for India because in an environment of doom and gloom, India has been seen as an island of growth. We all know the overall macro story is looking good. Tax collections are great, which gives more elbow room for the government to spend. Bank balance sheets are clean, which gives them more room to go out and lend liberally. And then corporate sector has delivered quite a bit, which means sooner or later, they should also be ready to spend on building capacities. But if there is one reason that is a real risk and beyond our control, it is the crude oil prices. Crude accounts for a third of India's imports, and any escalation in global crude prices can turn things upside down for India, meaning our external balances will come under acute pressure and it starts to contribute to inflation, which is now coming off, and the pressure on the government to cushion any kind of petroleum product increases by way of subsidies, especially as we head into an election year next year, could potentially spoil the fiscal deficit picture, which so far has been looking decent. So it is particularly relieving for India that crude prices are actually going down rather than up, as was anticipated widely earlier this year, with lower supplies from Russia while the Western world was headed into winters. Now, what are the chances that crude will actually climb back up sharply in the coming year? There is one narrative around why crude prices are subdued and falling, which is the expectation that demand for crude will contract, especially as the developed world, that is US and Europe, go into a recession. Apart from the fact that Europe has also aggressively put in measures to cut consumption to deal with the supply shortage. But one joker in the pack, really, is China. With China now shunning its zero COVID policy, there is an expectation that demand will see such a huge resurgence in China, exactly the way we saw demand come back in the rest of the world after the COVID restrictions were lifted. Can this really tilt the balance and send crude prices shooting again? China consumes roughly 1 in 6 barrels of oil in the world. It's not a small amount for any single country, right? And now data shows that air travel has started to take off and so on. But an analysis by David Fickling at Bloomberg gives some fabulous numbers to prove why China's post-COVID demand resurgence should hardly be a reason for oil prices to rise. Why? The answer lies in the crucial ways in which China's oil consumption is different, says Fickling. It seems a far larger part of China's oil consumption goes into industrial raw materials such as naphtha and bitumen rather than transport fuels. In China, transport simply isn't as dominant as it is elsewhere in the world. Gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel use up about 72% of oil in the US and 68% in the European Union. But in China, it is just 54%. Petrochemicals, broadly defined to include everything that is not a liquid fuel, account for another quarter of a barrel in the US and Europe. In China, it is 42%. That should put a dampener on the notion that 2022 has been a bust year for China's oil demand. Gasoline and jet oil output, as one might expect from the lockdowns, has been in the doldrums. 146 million metric tons were consumed in 10 months through October, down 17 million tons on 2021. But other petroleum products have actually been booming in line with surging value of export trade from China. When foreign countries buy more Chinese imports, that tends to be bullish for plastic feedstocks that go into making them, as well as the diesel that is used to transport goods from factory to the port, to fire up generators at industrial plants, and to help power the ships carrying products to foreign harbors. So in the same 10 months, output of feedstocks of LPG, naphtha, and ethylene was 112 million tons, up 9.1 million tons on the previous high. Diesel consumption was 153 million tons, up a whopping 23 million tons, possibly due to some change in how China's statisticians define diesel. In fact, the only factor that's prevented China's crude oil consumption from hitting a fresh record this year has been a precipitous collapse in asphalt production. This was because of the decline in the country's real estate sector. Why? Because bitumen is mainly used for surfacing the roads that connect new property developments to towns, as well as building materials such as roofing. Petrochemicals are just a huge share of the barrel, but a sector unusually exposed to exports and thus the state of demand beyond China itself. Even diesel, the largest slice of the barrel, is less transport exposed than in other countries, thanks to its role in providing feedstock to chemical plants and powering on-site generators in the vast construction sector. That's reason to think even a rapid removal of COVID zero restrictions now won't be sufficient to cause a sudden rebound in demand early next year. This would require an improvement in global growth as well as a change in Chinese domestic conditions. But we know that is not what economists are projecting right now. Instead, we are looking at a major slowdown in global growth and trade. In line with those subdued growth projections, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries expects oil demand to continue falling by about 55,000 barrels a day in the first quarter of 2023 before starting to climb through the rest of the year as travel resumes alongside resilient feedstock demand. The International Energy Agency reckons consumption will run at relatively subdued levels comparable to 2019 until the middle of next year, when it should finally overtake its 2019 highs. In other words, worries that China opening up will be a huge risk to oil demand and therefore oil prices will rise may be misplaced. That definitely gives us some reason to cheer. On that positive note, have a wonderful day and catch you tomorrow same time.